Chapter 81, the provision of aspiring for positions. Qala Allah Ta'ala. A'udhu billahi minash shaytan rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Tilka ad-daarul akhiratu naj'aluha lilladheena la yuriduuna 'uluwan fil ardi wa la fasada. Wal 'aaqibatu lil muttaqeen. Surah Qasas. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, the abode of the hereafter, we shall give it to those who do not seek to exalt themselves in the land, nor to cause corruption. The blessed end is for those who fear. When Nabi Sayyid Abdul Rahman ibn Sumar radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Abdul Rahman ibn Sumar, la tasal in imara, fa innaka in u'atitaha an ghayri mas'alatin u'inta alayha, wa in u'atitaha أن مسألة وكلت إليها وإذا حلفت على يمين فرأيت غيرها خيرا منها فأت الذي هو خير وكفر عن يمينك. متفق عليه. أبو سيد عبد الرحمن ابن سمرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم said to me, O Abd al-Rahman, do not ask for leadership. Surely if it is given to you without your asking for it, you'll be helped in fulfilling its responsibilities. If it is given to you after your asking for it, you'll be made solely responsible for it without any help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take an oath and then see something better than it, do the one that is better and atone for your oath. Abu Sayyid Abdul Rahman ibn Sumar radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abdul Rahman, do not ask for leadership. Surely if it is given to you without asking for it, you'll be helped in fulfilling responsibility. If it is given to you after you're asking for it, you'll be made solely responsible for it without any help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take an oath, a qasam, and then see something better than it, do the one that is better and atone for your oath. Bukhari Muslim. Wa Nabi Dharin radiallahu ta'ala qala li Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Badr, إني أراك ضعيفا وإني أحب لك ما أحب لنفسي لا تأمرن على اثنين ولا تولين مال يتيم. رواه مسلم. أبو ذر رضي الله عنه narrates, the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to me, أبو ذر, I see that you are a weak person and I love for you what I love for myself. You shall therefore not become a leader over even two persons, and do not take the responsibility of the wealth of an orphan Muslim. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrates, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Abu Dharr, I see that you are a weak person, and I love for you what I love for myself. You shall therefore not become a leader of over even two persons, and do not take the responsibility of the wealth of an orphan. So in this first hadith, says Abu Sayyid Abdul Rahman ibn Sumra radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah said to him, and this is for all of us, that don't ask for position, don't ask for imarats, don't ask to be a leader, don't ask to be, I want to be president, that I be president of the masjid, I be this. Don't ask for that. Because when you ask for it and you made it, that's now it's up to you. You take care of it now. You didn't ask for it, but people made you because Allah put it into their hearts. Now Allah will help you upon it. You'll get help from Allah only if you. Another thing Rasulullah taught him, is that when you say, for example, Wallahi, I will not speak to you. I say to Shaykh Al-Tafda, Wallahi, I will not speak to you. I'm not going to speak to you anymore. So now you did a qasam. So it's necessary to fulfill your qasam. But Rasulullah is teaching us, it's better to break your qasam, to break your oath when there's something better. What's better? Huh? That if you're 3 days pass and you have a grudge and you don't speak with your Muslim brother, what happens to you? Your ibadah is not even accepted, you go to hell. You can't keep grudges with your Muslim brother for more than 3 days, and you can't keep away from him for more than 3 days. So what should you do? Break it. Break your qasam. And فَكَفَّارَهُ يُطْعِمُ عَشَرَةَ مَسَاكِينَ وَسَقَاهُمْ تَطْعِيمًا أَهْلِيكُمْ وَكَسَوَتُهُمْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَفْعَلْ. So fast, 3 days fasting, or the feeding of the miskin.
So this is your kafara, you'll give your kafara, you'll ask the mufti, what's my kafara, I made a qasam and I had to break it, so you break it. And sahabas did this, Hazrat Amijan, Hazrat Ashadullah said to her nephew, Hazrat Abdullah, I'll never speak to you. Why? Because he said to Amijan, Abdullah bin Zubair, other the people are giving you gifts and you keep spending it and you stay poor. You don't even have food to eat at iftari time, my beloved auntie, Hazrat Ashadullah, our mother. So he said to her that, stop. We're not going to give you if you. So she said, I will never speak to you. I'll never ever speak to you in my life. The Sahabas were really true in that. But then when Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair asked for forgiveness, he grabbed her, and the other Sahabas explained about the hadith and that. So she broke her qasam. But whenever she remembered her qasam, she would free slaves, like slaves after slaves, Hazrat Ashadullah. But it is a sunnah to break, it's a teaching of Rasulullah to break your custom. And then this hadith here, Rasulullah said to Abu Dhar, Abu Dhar was a very aesthetic, very zahid sahabi. One of the most aesthetic. This is why he had to stay away from everybody too. Because he had his opinions even concerning wealth and that. You're not allowed to keep anything, khalas. And so Hazrat Abu Dhar was a very special sahabi, very great zahid, very lovely sahabi. So Rasulullah said something to him. Now look, Rasulullah had to rule in between two all the time. Rasulullah zakat was given him obviously for distribution, sadaqat, etc. All these things were given to him for distribution. That's public wealth. But Rasulullah said, I love for you what I love for myself. This is why, acting upon this hadith, my father-in-law used to tell us, Qutub al-Aqtab, Shaykh al-Hadith, Imam Zakariya said to him, to my father-in-law, if you never ever become a treasurer, never become a treasurer of any institute or anything. Understand? Because that's public wealth. And the Hazrat Shaykh used to say, O ulama, O people, the public's wealth is fire, fire. If you steal from 1, 2, 3, you can ask for forgiveness. Sorry, please forgive me. There, take back your wealth. I stole 10 from you, I stole 20 from you, I stole 30 from you. Yeah? Done and over. Inshallah. Allah's forgiven. And say you stole from 1 million people. You took something from the lilla box here. You put it in your pocket. Or in the office, you went and you took something. Who are you going to ask forgiveness from? That's waqaf. So Rasulullah said to Hazrat Abu Dhar, he said, I love for you what I love for myself. Don't ever become. Hazrat Shaykh Qutb al-Aqtab did this to my. Then I just thought of this hadith today. I've never ever thought. That, Subhanallah, my father-in-law used to tell us. Hazrat Shaykh said, if you can never ever be a treasure, if you know, I get. If you see, all these brothers know. 20,000 zakat comes to me. And people, 12,000, ask Arif. We just distributed 12,000 zakat. I never take it, I never touch it. I make him in charge. Kashif is in charge. So and so is in charge. Because of this, what I learned from our God. Why? Because I'm over them. Nobody's over me. Who's going to see what I do? But Alhamdulillah, a million could come from me and I've got nothing with it. Allah's fazl, Allah shukr. Allah's made me like that because through the tawajjuh. And a person, right? This is ma'amulat is very, very dangerous. People think that stealing, and when you talk about the winga bingas in India, or the lands that people are stealing, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If we see the fights that are going on because of estates and forefathers in that, everywhere, every house, you'll see it, and especially right now in India. This is why all the azab is coming, Allah protect. And people are thinking, this is why they're inviting azab. People's estates and for families, they're fighting over father's land, brothers and sisters all separated because of land. This is a person has to be very careful in respect with muamalat dealings. When you have anybody or when you take somebody's wealth, you're in big trouble. You don't pray salat, that's a very big sin too. You do something against Allah, it's a very big sin, it's a major sin. But it's between you and Allah. If I do something to you wrong, so I can ask Allah forgive me for stealing. Okay, sin of stealing is forgiving. But now I stole from him. I backbited him. I said wrong to him. Everyone I have to ask forgiveness. And if I don't, on the day of judgment, I'll become a weak and they'll take everything from me. Very dangerous. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the two things that never ever. Become here, never ever. I see that you are weak. Abu Dhar was a very strong Sahabi in Iman. But Rasulullah said, I love you for you what I love for myself. And he said, never ever become a judge in between two or Amir. Amir, and when a person's Amir, he also has to judge. He has to do everything he has to do. Don't be in charge. Try to avoid being in charge. When you have people over you, you're always safe. In life, when you have people over you, you're safe. We read all about the Amir's thoughts in the last chapter. And here Rasulullah is saying that don't be the Amir. Understand? If Allah has made you. There are situations when a person has to do talab for imarat or treasury. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ نَفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ قَالَ اجْعَلْنِي قَالَ اجْعَلْنِي خَزَائِنَ الْأَرْضِ So Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, اجْعَلْنِي عَلَى خَزَائِنِ الْأَرْضِ Make me the treasure of the lands. Who said that? The Prophet said that. So what does this hadith mean? And what's the ayat here, Quran ayat? Very easy way to answer that is that's a different sharia. But no, they say that sometimes we know that this is wealth here. Zalim, 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 zalim. Everyone is going to steal this wealth. And you know, inshallah, I will take this wealth and I will give it to the right owners, and right people. Then you can say, or you can ask for that position. But remember, nafs is nafs. Is it for the sake of Allah? And is it to distribute, right? Or is it to have a big position? And today we're full of nafs. Everybody wants a big position. I'm president, I'm treasurer, I'm this, I'm imam. We're nothing. We're all ummati of Rasulullah, the servants of Allah. But a person, so that's a different masala in itself too. The when can you do talab of imarat? This is why knowledge is knowledge. There's this masala and this masala, and then this hadith and this hadith. But overall, never ever be, try always not to. This is why people who love, and today everybody loves kursi. Chair, I want to be the chairman. Everybody loves it today. Everybody loves to be big. And you know what? 99% they're not even fit for it. They're not even fit for it. Because why? First of all, is that they've done talab of it. And that's the desire. So they're not even helped upon it. And this is why we see all the facade, that they're not even helped upon it. So whenever there's a thing a person shouldn't wish, oh, I wish I'm elected as president. And that, if you see that everything is going wrong, and alhamdulillah, 10, 15 years I was, and I was experienced, and if I am again, then a person could have wish for the ummah that Allah do khair for that, and then maybe not talab for it, but Allah will make him Amir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah from all these calamities and sins.